Let me ask a question no man has asked over the last couple of weeks, except me. Is Secret Lives of Mormon Lives 2 out yet?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, because I'm starting to see all over the place that Jennifer on the show, Affleck, is pregnant again. Did you guys watch the show?
I did watch it. And can I be honest, when that news came out, my heart sunk to my feet.
She's a mess, man.
I don't want to judge her, because to me, she's in that really toxic marriage with that man who I wish she would leave.
Yeah, and but at some point, you got to take some responsibility. Like, I'm a damn adult. You're right. He's toxic. It's a terrible relationship. And they just keep pumping out kids.
I mean, but picture this. I mean, you grow up in that environment and you're told that the right thing to do is to stay with your husband and to be a certain type of wife. I mean, I'm not calling it brainwashing, but I do think at some point you've got to acknowledge that she's also a victim of the way she grew up as well.
Yeah, true.
Right. Does she turn you around a little bit?
No.
Not at all. It's definitely not a conversation I can have with any of my guy friends. All right, Abby here representing the single women on Valentine's Day.
Hi, it's me. I'm single again for the 27th year in a row. I've never spent Valentine's Day with a partner before. And I think in the past that used to be kind of a bummer, but then at some point you just kind of lose hope that it's ever happening. Yeah. And you start to acknowledge the good things that can happen on Valentine's Day that you should start embracing. And I will say, as an adult who's out in the world, who do loves a nice social bar setting, I will say that Valentine's Day might be the prime day to land your next boyfriend or girlfriend. Mm. Because Valentine's Day is the one day that when you go out and about, if you see someone alone, you can almost be guaranteed that they're not in a relationship. So think about this. It's Valentine's Day. If you've done it right, you've woken up with them. You wish them a happy Valentine's Day. You got them some gifts. Maybe you're spending lunch with them. Maybe you've sent them some flowers to their desk. Maybe you guys have dinner plans out tonight. If you are a single woman or a single man, if you go out to a bar tonight, if you see somebody without a partner, you're almost guaranteed that they're not in a relationship.
Good point.
So tonight, I have big plans. I am so excited. Me and my friend Trevin, we are going down to Jacksonville, Florida. It's my hometown. We have tickets to Giggly Squad tomorrow, which is a very popular podcast. I have picked out the ideal dive bar, which I know is typically flocked with single men and single women. And when I walk in tonight and I look around, I'm going to have absolutely no fear. And any single person listening here too should have no fear when approaching someone, because you can almost, it's like shooting fish in a barrel, that they're not in a relationship. If they're out by themselves, you get to have your pick of the litter. And I do think it is the prime day to find someone, because everyone's desperate and alone, and they're probably physically alone too.
What I have witnessed with you is you have never been shy about going up to dudes. It doesn't matter if it's Valentine's Day or not.
Yeah, so think about me tonight. I'm going to be absolutely feral. I'm going to be walking into the dive bar, foaming at the mouth, ready to go. I'm going into my 30s. I've got two more years to find someone before I hit that 30-year shelf mark and men start just dismissing me.
Yeah, I've all dried up.
And the wrinkles start coming and the Botox doesn't work anymore. I am going to be on my game for the next 2 years. So shout out Pete's Dive Bar in Jacksonville, Florida. You better be watching out for me tonight.
Godspeed.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's Entertainment Buzz.
The audacity of Shakira. That's what the fans of Beyonce are saying after seeing some of the new visuals that have come out from Shakira's new tour that just kicked off in Rio this week. So Beyonce had a recent tour within the last year or two called the Renaissance Tour, and there was a very specific vision for this tour. There was a lot of silver imagery. There was a big horse, a big metallic silver horse. A lot of the dancers were wearing silver. There was a very cohesive look for the Renaissance Tour. So when Shakira comes out with her brand new tour, and the first thing people see is a logo that looks almost identical to Beyonce's Renaissance Tour, people are starting to wonder, did Shakira mean it when she said she was taking notes at Beyonce's Renaissance Tour? She has been quoted that when she saw Beyonce, she literally said she was taking notes. Mm. And when people saw the logo, they're like, that looks a lot like the Renaissance logo. And then when she was performing her song She-Wolf, a giant metallic wolf comes out and people are like, that reminds me a lot of Beyonce's giant metallic horse that was at the Renaissance Tour. And when they noticed that all of the backup dancers were also wearing silver, people were wondering, is she just trying to copy and paste Beyonce's Renaissance Tour?
Like, I don't know about like the wolf and the horse comparison, but there is no doubting when you look at the Renaissance logo and then you look at the Shakira logo, I mean, it's the exact same font.
To me, the logo is the most damning evidence.
Yeah.
I see it. I mean, there's nothing new, right? Like, Beyonce is one of the best at visual stage presence and all of the work. So, of course, people are going to watch her and get inspired by it. But yeah, she definitely took a little piece of that Beyonce set and put it into her own.
I have the same opinion about the wolf because I feel like it's not as distinct as Beyonce's was. Beyonce's was very, it was like a disco ball almost. Whereas the wolf is a little bit more just, it's faded more into the background. And I'm like, I've seen performers do that before. But I think when it all comes together, people start to notice, well, okay, well, if that kind of reminds me of Beyonce's and that kind of reminds me of Beyonce's, it starts to feel less like you're getting inspiration from another performer and more like you're just plagiarizing them.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The Hollywood Reporter put together a list of the top 26 romantic comedies that you should be watching on Valentine's Day. For all my single ladies, if you're not going out to the bar tonight, these are some really good options for you to hunker down with your 17 cats and entertain yourself tonight because we don't have boyfriends and or girlfriends. Do you guys have a go-to romantic comedy that you like to tune into if you're on a date, you're Netflix and chilling with your bays?
This may shock you, but no.
Yeah. I was about to say this may shock you, but no. We actually are like our go-to like that we really enjoyed was Game of Thrones and now House of Dragons.
That's so romantic.
That's romantic.
The Red Wedding was just, it was so romantic.
Red for Valentine's Day.
Right? So, but as far as like a rom-com movie, that's not Bart's bag, so I would never make him watch that. I'm trying to think for me, though, like what's my like favorite rom-com of all time? I mean, when Harry Met Sally is iconic.
Classic.
So that's a classic one. Mm. But I'm trying to think more like current, and I can't.
I'm going down the list here as Abby was talking. I was Googling like best rom-coms of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Number one on this list is Crazy Rich Asians.
Oh, that is the best plane movie.
Yeah.
It's really good. Mm-hmm. Definitely Maybe came in second.
I don't even know what that's about.
Remember. Ryan Reynolds. That's really good.
The Proposal with Ryan Reynolds and Sandra Bullock.
He is a good rom-com actor.
10 Things I Hate About You.
Classic.
I do love
with
that
McConaughey.
Yeah, that's great.
And Kate Hudson in that yellow dress. Ooh.
Oh, that's How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. That's wrong.
It just had the word 10 in it.
Wait, what movie are we talking about?
Julia Stiles and Heath Ledger. It's a retelling of Taming of the Shrew.
So good. I do love that one.
Love, Simon is up there. Mamma Mia is up there.
I like Mamma Mia. Don't be a hater.
The Proposal, number 9. Pretty Woman, a classic.
Classic.
Number 10, I've never even heard of this one, Red, White, and Royal Blue.
That's a good one. Came out on Prime last year.
She's the Man.
Oh, yeah, with Amanda Bynes.
Yep. When Harry Met Sally, number 13. This was a good one. Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind from 2000, from way back.
That's the one with Jim Carrey and Kate Winslet, right?
Yep. Moonstruck. I walked out of that movie back in the day and won an Academy Award. Love and Basketball.
Okay, it is my favorite.
There you go.
There you go. Give me Love and Basketball.
Yep, so the top five on this list was Crazy Rich Asians, the best movie to watch on a plane. In number four, the fourth place spot, To All the Boys I've Loved Before. It's so good on Netflix. 3, Sleepless in Seattle. Mm. Number 2, 10 Things I Hate About You. Love that one, even though I just got it wrong. And the first one was You've Got Mail from 1998. All right, Drake's new album's
You've Got Mail beat out Sleepless in Seattle? The OG is better than the...
That's insane.
Than the sequel.
Not close.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Burt Show.